All right. Cut that beautiful intro music that we have for the porch, because we're turning the lights on. We are getting ready to talk about how we're not selling our porch, unlike some people selling certain things that should be selling things. But instead, yes, they're just moving them around the country willy-nilly.
I think, first of all, should I extend the intro music out another 7-8 minutes?
Yes.
Just fully get the vibe.
I think it should be a good 10-minute intro. Then we start talking. Then it's like a 25-minute tale at the end.
Yeah, I like that. You really need to like let the episode, just the profound things that we say on this podcast, let those sit with you as the outro music like slowly fades out.
It's almost like meditation. It's like forced meditation.
Like it. No, that's a good call. But I'm sorry, you were talking about an awful franchise that's run by a bunch of jerks.
Yes. About a guy who inherited all his money from the Gap and doesn't want to spend it on a baseball team. Like, why would you buy it? I don't understand.
That, honestly, I think you just cut to the core of the issue immediately. Why did he buy the A's?
I have no idea. The only thing I can think of is that it literally is to, he only wanted to create this like mixed use complex and get Oakland to pay for it. But I mean, there's got to be other ways to do that that don't involve the middleman of buying the Oakland Athletics. By the way, we're talking about John Fisher, the idiot, and the Oakland Athletics. And we'll get into the details, but I just don't understand.
Yeah, and I get very frustrated with people that say like that Oakland is not supporting this team because, I mean, attendance is very, very low. But
as it should be now.
As it should be. Yeah, and it's been that way for a little bit. When the team is good, the attendance goes up.
Yeah. But
at the same time, the team is so rarely good. And not rarely good. I actually think they're good more often than they should be, given how little investment for the last 20 straight years has been put into this team.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that Manfred, that Patsy, is okay with foregoing the relocation fee that owners have to do when they relocate the team. I like, what's the point of having that fee if you wouldn't use it in this case?
Right.
When these owners have just sabotaged having a competitive team for just about 20 years.
Yeah. They basically relied on, this is interesting because I was just thinking about this week, because there was a question that came into Effectively Wild. I've been referencing that a lot. I listen to it again pretty regularly, but it was actually a Mariners and Athletics related question. So this should interest you. They were asked, the person who wrote in the email asked, which team will be more memorable, the 2002 A's that the Moneyball book and movie were about, or the 2001 Mariners from the year before who won 116 games? They were curious about that.
Did they decide on the podcast? Do you have a take?
My take is the 116 win Mariners, because I mean, that's such a huge number. Even though they didn't win the World Series, that they were so dominant that year.
They really were. Season,
and they had so many great players on that team.
But it's also tricky to say, because it's like, I mean, I read Moneyball, and then, you know, that was a phenomenon. The movie came out too.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, lasting cultural impact. I'm not sure the 2001 Mariners, as much as I love them and, you know, loved rooting for that team, and Seattle also had the All-Star game that year. So it was just like a confluence of like great things. But I don't know that it has this big lasting impact. I'm torn. I don't really know.
Yeah, and the reason that came to mind is because they talked about how the Moneyball A's should be the answer to that question because of what you're talking about, like the movie, the book, the whole thing it spurned with all the other teams in the majors, like adopting that, basically looking for inefficiencies in markets in baseball and then exploiting them. But everybody does it now, even the Dodgers, who have $1 billion and spend $1 billion on Shohei Ohtani. They got this good by, before they spent all that money, doing exactly what the Moneyball, quote unquote, Moneyball teams were doing with no money. Like the Rays still do it, but all, and now every team does it, you know? So it's like, except the White Sox.
Right. It's funny how there are teams that don't take that approach.
It's like the White Sox and the Rockies, honestly, that are the holdouts, and they're terrible. They're so bad. I think that's what led to the Athletics. They were so good, like you said, way better than they should have been, and they were good at developing their own talent. But then they would just trade it away because they chose not to pay anyone. I have to put it that way because everybody always used to say, "Oh, they can't afford these players." No, they could.
They
They
just
just
choose not
chose
to.
not to. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just double checking what the Athletics payroll was for this season. So it's their active payroll is $45 million,
Oh my God.
which, to put that in perspective, is about not even quite 2/3 of Shohei Ohtani's yearly average contract.
Yeah.
One player, the
Yeah.
entire team of the Oakland A's makes almost 2/3 of that.
Yep. And that's like basically the contracts that have been given out in recent years to like really good late inning relievers. Like 3 years, 45 million, and that's the whole that's the whole A's. When John Fisher was at when doing the debacle of a press conference where he didn't even answer questions when he announced the Sacramento thing, he was sick because they're going to play in a triple A ballpark. This is what we're going to talk about. They're going to play in a triple A ballpark for 3 years, allegedly. But the only thing he could come up with to say about this to like put some kind of sheen on it was like, I can't wait till Aaron Judge comes here and hits home runs. He's got to talk about other players from other teams.
The funny thing is, somebody that I kind of work with a little bit, who lives in Sacramento, used that exact example. I mean, I think he saw the press conference too, so it was just
Oh,
like
okay.
saying that. But he's like, well, I mean, and he was bummed for the A's, but he's like, well, they're gonna be right here for a few years. That'll be fun. I'll go watch Aaron
Yeah.
Judge hit home runs. I'll be like,
Exactly.
yeah, that's the
Why
quote.
not? If
Aaron
I lived
Judge,
there, I would.
yeah, in a 14,000 person stadium. I mean, it's just that was the final, that news that they would play the next 3 seasons in Sacramento, foregoing any more seasons in Oakland. So this is it. Was just the final real slap in the face to the
Yeah.
city of Oakland.
Yep.
And it's
And they're
the
dropping the name. They're just going to be the Athletics.
yeah. It's I think they should be called the Washington Football Team. Just like
Yeah.
pick that up.
They should.
That would be funny.
I actually really wish that the Commanders would have stuck with Washington Football Team because it was so different that I actually liked that a little bit better.
I kind of do too. It's sort of, I don't know why, it made me think of like soccer a little bit in
Yeah.
sometimes their like naming convention. It's
Yeah.
just kind of fun. The Washington Football Team.
Yeah. But I know I think it would be funny if another effectively wild thing they were musing about is like, what if somebody like Kyle Schwarber, who hits like home runs in real major league ballparks, was like, I'm gonna take like the cheapest contract ever because it's the A's and they won't spend money and just go there and try to set like all the home run records. Like a million home runs if he
Well,
was
that's the
true.
other thing that I'm wondering. Like, what are, I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about like or researching what the dimensions of the ballpark are, what that's going to mean. I've heard it's a potential like violation of MLB rules to even play there.
Yeah, it is. The ones I've heard so far are like the MLBPA, like the collective bargaining agreement, has minimums for what you have to do to like support the players. So like they have to have certain amenities and certain things around the ballpark that they don't have at all at this place. And that's like a huge hurdle because
So
they
they
don't
have to
spend money,
build them?
famously. I guess if they want to play there, they're gonna have to, or they're gonna have to figure out a way to like come to an agreement and give up other things or something. I don't know. I feel like they've just bungled this so terribly. It's hilarious. It would be hilarious if it wasn't so sad. Like that it's such a storied franchise.
It
Like,
really is. And it's not like this team that's only been here for a few years.
right.
I think a lot of people were bummed when the Raiders left too. But the Raiders, they have bounced around a little bit
Yeah.
as a franchise. But yeah, the Oakland A's, I just.
Yeah, what were the Raiders? They were in LA and then o or Oakland, then LA, then back to Oakland, and then now to Las Vegas.
I think. I mean, those are like
Okay.
the last four moves. I don't know if there was more bouncing back and forth before that or not.
Okay.
But yeah, the A's moving and just I've never even heard of a team doing this like in between step in a place that is clearly not sufficient to have a major league team.
Yeah. The only example that I've heard come up is hockey. I guess the Coyotes wanted to get money from Phoenix and they didn't. So they're playing in some kind of
Interesting.
intermediate like low capacity hockey rink
Are they
right
doing that
now.
right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in, I think it might be in like Tempe or something. I gotta hold on, I gotta look.
Interesting. Because I remember before Seattle got an expansion team in the NHL, there was talk about whether Seattle would actually just get the Coyotes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how serious it was, but I do remember that like burbling up.
Yeah, they're playing in Mullet Arena, which is, oh, it's Arizona State's arena, and it only has 5,000 seats.
Whoa, that is small.
It's called Mullet Arena,
I
which
will
is
say
great.
though, this has meant a couple of things to me. Not like the A's specifically, but like the fact that this could happen to the A's, not only would they move a team, which does happen sometimes, but that they would just like shit on the city of Oakland, like
Right.
go to this minor league stadium, I wouldn't even call it a stadium, minor league field.
Right. Yeah.
In the meantime, just what is reasonable to expect in terms of loyalty to like a hometown team if this is what can happen?
Right, exactly. That's why this is kind of something I wanted to discuss with you related to this is like I've Oh, we've talked about it. We talked about it on the whiskey sessions before, I know, about how like my baseball fandom has waned. I used to be a hardcore White Sox fan. And then through like mainly because Jerry Reinsdorf is a bum. Not quite on the same level as John Fisher, but pretty much the same. He's trying to extort Chicago right now for money to build a stadium. But they're and they used to threaten to go to Tampa, and now they're using Nashville. Like they just always like they're just whiny billionaires that just want everybody else to pay for their crap, basically. But it's made me more of a fan of sports than teams. I'm still a Bulls fan and I'm still a Bears fan, but I'm more into like the sports I like now because it's like just what you're saying. I mean, there's no loyalty on the other side. Like they don't care. They just want to make money, so they don't really care where they are or what they're doing. It's just like we want to make as much money as possible wherever that is.
And the way, especially in recent years, that sports franchises have just ballooned in the valuation of the franchises, which has come from like, well, a lot of things like TV deals, and then player salaries have gone up, which is, I mean, good for them. They should make what they should make. But it's meant like going to games is getting prohibitively expensive. Like taking a bunch of people to a baseball game, like even the A's, we're going to see a game. It's like, way more expensive than it should have been. I mean, it's the freaking
Are you going to one soon?
A's. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then like basketball, forget it. I could never go to NBA game again, probably.
And they
Unless I go
kind
up to
of,
Sacramento.
well, yeah, and they're good, but I mean, like the Kings
Yeah.
are interesting. But didn't the Warriors already kind of abandon Oakland too? They went across the bay. Like
Yeah, they
that's
play
not
in
the
San
same,
Francisco.
right?
Yeah. It's not the same. I mean, at least it's in the area, but it does feel like I went to one game in San Francisco for the Warriors, and it was a different atmosphere. I mean, it's still a pretty good crowd, but the crowd they had in Oakland was really good. I
Yeah.
noticed certain things like people aren't really in their seats at the beginning of the first and third quarters. Like it's very some not as bad as Miami, but like, you'd always see that in Miami.
Yeah. We were watching a Bulls game and that was happening and I was like, "Wait, what is going on? Is like no one here?" And then it was like they just filtered in. I forgot about that. But that happens.
was very, very odd. But yeah, what it has though, it's made me appreciate college sports more, and especially having a daughter, like wanting to make sure that we go to more women's sports. Which it does have the benefit of usually tickets are cheaper, but it's also just like I think such a great opportunity for her to see like some of the best, like especially college women player. And we are getting a WNBA team in the Bay Area, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
And so hopefully that'll be more reasonable. But like We went to a Stanford women's basketball game. We also went to a Cal Berkeley gymnastics competition. And all those things were like, one, affordable, but also you can get like really good seats, and the stadiums are never, they're not that big. So I think
So
that's where
good
we're going to
sight
be doing
lines.
more. Yeah, oh, yeah. We were
Yeah.
5 rows back for the Stanford basketball game, and they were good. They won the Pac-12. And I mean, that brings up a whole other issue that I don't know that I want to totally tangent on, but I can't believe that Pac-12 is just, that's it.
I know. That's the other thing. That's like sports are just, I feel like this has become a recurring theme, and I just like rant like an old man, but like, what I feel like, what is happening with like the sports landscape? It's just like depressing.
I don't like, so Cameron Brink, she's the star of the Stanford basketball team, women's team, and she's going to go into the WNBA. She has another year of eligibility. So if she wanted to stay in college, she could have.
Oh, okay.
She's not. And part of the reason she said is that Stanford is going to the ACC, which to folks at home stands for Atlantic Coast Conference. I think that's what it stands for. But the point is, the
It
A is Atlantic.
yes.
Stanford is in
Famously.
California,
Yeah.
which is on the Pacific Ocean.
How fancy that.
And let me tell you, as somebody who just took an airplane from the Pacific to the Atlantic to visit my brother in Washington, D.C., with two kids, it's a pretty long flight.
Yeah.
But anyway, Cameron Brink said, like, she doesn't want to travel that much.
Right.
I feel like the Pac-12 disappearing, it feels like a bad joke to me. Like that should have just been stopped by somebody.
I know. I don't understand that. I don't. It was because the Big Ten, it's basically just because like the big few conferences started poaching everybody. And
Yeah.
they're like, Big Ten, it started year a few years ago, and Big Ten got like Rutgers. And I was like, Rutgers is in New Jersey. Like what's going on? I know they've had Penn State for a long time, which is, you know, it's not the East Coast, but it's cl at least heading that way. Somewhat,
Yeah.
it's not Midwest, I guess, but Rutgers is a whole nother thing. That's like totally obviously the East Coast, and they're like in the Big Ten with Maryland. Like this, what is going on?
I feel like the pack, and they're all going to conferences, minus a couple of schools like Washington State and I think one other. Like they're all going to Midwest to East Coast conferences. Like that's going to be horrible.
What are they doing? It's Washington State and Oregon State, I think, that are the two
I
that were
think you're right.
left. Do you
I
know?
don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
I haven't
okay.
looked at, I gotta look it up. They might be the Pac-2, honestly.
That would be awesome.
How
They're
funny
like
would that be if they just played each
the
other week after week?
Yeah. I would become the biggest. I would buy their network.
That would be fun. There would be such an intense rivalry.
Yeah.
If
Pretty
that's
soon
all
they.
they ever played, they would be at each other's throats.
Yeah, the history of the series would be like 100,000 to 999 million or whatever, because they play
Yeah,
so much.
I'm for that.
But yeah, this is what's happening. It's like in baseball, the reason that they're doing all this stuff is it's just cynical. It's just because they wanted to move it somewhere where they can build one of those big conglomerate things where they just have all the shopping and all the money-making stuff around the stadium, which they weren't able to. They had options to do that in Oakland.
Yeah.
They were trying to do. And then I think he walked away from it over $35 million, which is what Oakland, and then he, or either that or he left them hanging with that amount. And that was the amount Oakland was looking for in this like amended deal to stay there for 3 years, which is
Yeah.
fair. And then he's just like, no, I'm not going to do that. And it seems so insane. Like you said, like somebody hasn't stepped in. It's giving baseball a bad look. You think maybe the
Terrible
other
look.
owners would be like, hey, why don't we just all pay for this cheapskate and like get him out of this because he won't do it and like let the team stay there?
He shouldn't be an owner.
He shouldn't, no.
I think it does give baseball a bad name. It gives all the other owners a bad name. It gives like
Yeah.
competition. Like he is not fielding a competitive baseball team intentionally. Isn't that bad for the MLB?
Right. You'd think if this plot of Major League the movie was literally happening, that they would
Yeah,
do something about it.
only if you took the plot of the Major League movie and spanned it over 20 straight years.
Yeah.
That's
And
what it's like.
got Wesley Snipes involved.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's eventually replaced by Omar Epps, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, big downgrade.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah,
I'm just
it's not.
waiting for this. I'm waiting for this to happen to the White Sox, and I won't even care. I'll be honest with you. I won't care because I don't think, and I think there's a positive thing here to end this on, which is cities and municipalities are getting wise to this now because Kansas, and did you hear recently in Kansas City what happened?
No.
The Chiefs were doing the same thing. The Chiefs and Royals were trying to get this 3/8 of a cent sales tax extended for like 40 more years to pay for renovations to Arrowhead, the Chiefs Stadium, and a completely new Royals ballpark that they were going to put in the middle of downtown and like kick out like 30 businesses that had been there forever to do it. And they voted it down by like 58% to 42%, like not even close. They nixed it because they're like, no. And a lot of people said, if we're not even against chipping in a little bit of money, because it's even though it's been proven over and over again that it's a losing proposition when you subsidize these things as a local township, but like they're like, we're not even against that. We're against like how haphazard the plan was. And they just put like Patrick Mahomes on commercials right before it to say, like, hey, we want to stay here. You should vote yes. And it's like, oh my God. It's just, but I think it's good if people are getting wise to it. And it's like, if Jerry Reinsdorf is threatening to take this bum, terrible White Sox team that is going to set a record for like fewest runs scored this year, and he's like, I'm going to leave. It's like, okay, fine. You're terrible. Go to Nashville. Good luck.
Yeah, it's yeah, I always say growing up in Seattle, like there were always constant threat to moves from the Seahawks to the Mariners, who at one point, like the Sox, did threaten to move to Tampa Bay, and then the Sonics, of course, who eventually did move. So I've been used to it, and now in Oakland and with the Sonics, like I've just seen it happen so many times now, and it really just turns you off to professional sports.
It becomes like, why do you follow? That's why I'm still into, even though baseball, like my White Sox fandom has completely waned, I still find it interesting. Because I still have like baseball cards and stuff, and I like certain players. So, like that part of it, I guess you can keep up if
That's
you
the key
just.
thing. Yeah, I think I've started to just follow certain players and like certain players, but I'm
Yeah.
not going to be like attached to their franchise. Why would I be?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think that might be the way to go from now on. This is advice to the kids. Even though our podcast has an explicit on it, if you're listening for some reason.
Not that explicit. I don't even say the F word that much anymore.
I just put it on by default because I can't remember if we
I've done that. I
stopped.
used to do that when I made albums. I'm like, did I swear on this track? I don't know, probably.
Exactly. I just know I have a potty mouth, so I figured at some point I said something untoward.
Well,
But,
fuck it. Should we wrap it up?
yeah, fuck John Fisher, fuck the MLB owners. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. And then they're talking out of the other side of their mouth about expansion.
Oh, get out of town.
It's like, what are you? I just don't understand. I don't understand it. And now they have like, I'm not gonna rant about everything I find annoying about it, but they expanded the playoff field so much too, that now all the teams are just like, all they do is they prepare for trying to win the World Series, and they don't really care about the regular season. So it's like you have the longest regular season of any sport by far, and it's a slog even if you're into it. And now everybody's just like, well, we just want to wait for the playoffs.
No, they fucked that up because of the way they should not have expanded baseball playoffs like that because of the randomness of baseball playoffs.
Yeah. It was cool. I wish I would have been a fan back in the day when it was like just an AL, just one AL playoff series, one AL playoff series, NL playoff series, and then a World Series in my book.
That'd
Like, that
be,
would have been.
yeah, I'd be for that.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I can tell you one thing. We're about to turn the porch light off, but we're not going to sell it
No.
because we take care of it and we put money into the porch. So if you want to give us money, it's going straight into that porch.
Yeah. And okay, we don't have an email address still, and maybe we'll never
No,
get one. But
we might not.
at some point, we got to do some advertising on this thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I can make some little bumps, like music bumps, to go in and out of ads.
Yes, absolutely.
If we get enough advertising, maybe we can buy the Oakland A's.
Oh my God, this is a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep, and then we can run it on the cheap.
Yeah. We're moving to Peoria.
Otis, our dog will be the mascot. It'll be the Oakland Otises.
I'm for it. We could do that. We
Yeah,
could do whatever we want.
we could once we buy it. So send us an email to the email address that doesn't exist, and then give us a call at a number that you don't know.
Yeah, we're not telling you our number.
Nope, and let us know what you think. But for now, we're going to turn the lights off so we can save some money, and we'll catch you on the flipping block.
All right, peace out.